This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Good morning, happy Friday. Made it through the week. 24 hours from now, I'll be sitting in a terminal drinking brews, waiting for a flight to get the hell out of here. Can't wait, baby. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you. Bob in Houston for Fesco Fest, whatever that is.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, never heard of that fest. Got to be a fun one, though, right?
I don't know.
It's better than like Firefest or something.
Yeah, because he just sold that on what, eBay for $275,000. Yeah. Billy McFarlane.
Which is kind of impressive, honestly.
That somebody bought it or that he sold
that
it?
He's both. Mostly that he sold it.
If you had
he got someone
like,
to buy
you,
it.
What do you do if you buy it? You're just buying the rights
buying
to
the brand.
Name?
Yeah, you're buying. Yeah. And the brand is well known. That would be the sell.
I guess.
The angle.
Yeah. Firefest, where you get a cheese sandwich, a teepee, and a bottle of water, all for the price of $700. Dan and KCK. Hi, Bob. Hi, Dusty. Bob out of town. Glad to see Adam Frazier back. How are you doing? Take care. Dan, I hope you're doing all right. Thanks for being up so early this morning on a Friday. Listen, 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports. Shout out yesterday to you, Mac. Had a fun time with that whole Denny Matthews thing. That was fun. That was great. Shout out to all the callers, George, Ned. Still can't believe I hung up on Ned Yost. I thought the interview was over. Am I a Richard for that?
When it happened, I was like, okay, I guess we're done. But I mean, I thought that you also said goodbye.
Yeah.
So I didn't think it was like an abrupt thing, but I was like, okay, we're done with Ned.
He was also like walking through a windstorm.
Oh, dude, it was
rough. So I thought he was busy.
It was rough. The wind was bad, dude.
Like 913-586-7965 for all you early birds getting the worm. Was I a Richard for hanging up on Ned Yost?
Also, where was Ned? Tell me where Ned was.
Yeah.
Just literally next to a wind turbine.
First 5 minutes of Wizard of Oz?
Yes, exactly.
Auntie M. I mean, definitely in Georgia, walking through a brush pile of something. 100%. I have no idea. I thought he was done. I gave Denny his information that he wanted. I apologize.
No, yeah. Hey, he came back.
Because I mean, like, I thought Gene nailed it. He was like, here's a couple of pieces of advice.
Yep.
Congratulations. Goodbye.
Yep. That was great.
Have a great day,
folks.
In
and out. Yep.
George Brett, 2 hour conversation. I'm not hanging up on the greatest baseball player that Kansas City history has ever seen.
Nope.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
I wasn't going to tell you to. It was one of those things where the producer in me was like, okay.
Yeah, you wanted to give me the turning
like,
signal.
Go.
Like, that's behind
like,
the scenes stuff.
That with George Brett.
If you ever notice, like, if Mac does the, come on, that's the wrap it up. Or there's the stretch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're like my offensive coordinator.
Yes, exactly, yes.
You're Mac Nagy. Well, yeah. Somebody says, nah, man, Ned was working on the farm. Exactly.
100%.
And I feel like Ned's not a. I feel like Ned was 100% skydiving.
Yes.
I also feel like I was reading the room. I thought Ned was done.
I didn't think you wanted to be on the phone. I get where you're coming from. And
right.
Then he just apparently called us back like 4 times. Bob's like, hey, Ned's trying to get back. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay.
He's like, somebody hung up on me. Right. I don't know. But no, that was fun yesterday.
I assume they finished it all together.
But that's just kind of an appetizer of what we're kind of hoping that Travis Kelce Day will be on 8/7, August 7th. The hell with my birthday. We will celebrate Travis Kelce instead because he's way more important to this city than I ever will be or ever was or ever can be. Even if you disagree, if you do, you're a sweetheart. But no, 8/7 here on 96.5 The Fan will be Travis Kelce Appreciation Day. Because obviously you get it 8/7. But yesterday was a rough one for you and I. As in yesterday evening.
Mm.
Because yesterday was what we would consider the slowest day of sports.
That's
which,
it.
You know, whatever. Because you know what I did with that slowest day of sports?
What did you do?
Watch the movie Jaws.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was on? Or
it was on. Caught it right at the beginning.
There you go.
Decided,
easy.
Hey man, this was the first ever blockbuster movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what started the whole blockbuster trend of like summer movie releases.
Yeah.
1975 looks pretty good for a movie out
wow,
there.
I would have said a little older. I would have said 80s.
Yeah. Well, that'd be newer. But yeah, 1975, great band. That movie still F's, if you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great film.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Glad that you've seen it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the acting's great. That monologue in the middle.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, the scene where you know, like, where Robert Shaw, who is, I forget what his name is in the movie, because there's Hooper, and then there's Roy Schreider, who's, like, the captain or the sheriff, and then there's Robert Shaw's character. And I remember, like, watching that, and I'm like, you kind of know when he knows he's not going to leave that boat alive. because he goes down to the deck and he looks at two life jackets. He's like, well, two people are living, one of us is not. Mm. I'm going to give the two life jackets to those guys. And that's what I love about movies. Like, people say, how many times do you watch a movie? How many times can you repeat watching the movie? But you find, like, little things like that where you, like, realize, hey, this movie's actually kind of interesting when you look at it from this perspective. Like, when you watch Forrest Gump for the third time, you're like, Jenny's kind of evil.
Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely.
Like,
very malicious.
We've all
calculated.
We've all dated a Jenny.
Yep.
Right?
Yes. A
couple of them over here. I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. And then you realize that the mayor of Jaws is just, you know, it's kind of a big Richard.
Yeah,
how come you're not getting in the water? Because three people have died by a shark. Right? Like, I'm going to the Gulf Shores tomorrow morning. If there's a shark in that water, your boy's never getting in the ocean for the entire week. I don't care if I see the thing get killed in front of my eyes. Not getting in.
Yeah, I'm out.
And he's, finally, those people get in the water, and then this random guy dies. So, yeah, Jaws is the mayor, whoever that guy is. That guy sucks.
Richard of the week.
Year.
Mayor Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a fantastic movie. I just always think about that monologue in the middle. But I love that whole movie. It's great. And, yeah, the effects, honestly, I mean, him putting that whole shark together. I mean, it's fascinating.
And there's almost like
Spielberg,
a lot.
Spielberg, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of like similarities with that and Jurassic Park.
100%. Also now, Spielberg?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's interesting is that like you think about Jaws and you don't see the character, like you don't see the antagonist, which would be the shark, very much until like the first scene, which when he's chumming the water and all of a sudden we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
And in Jurassic Park, you don't see the dinosaurs for a while. And then there's the T-Rex scene and you're like, okay, this is actually legit scary. And I'm sure in 1975, that Jaws, that shark was like legit.
Absolutely.
And, but yeah, no, that's what you do in the slowest day of sports. You watch movies or you watch television shows. I don't know what you did, but yeah.
Played some video games. That's what I did. Hannah's watching her show. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was great. Rocket League.
What
for
is
those
that?
Textures. It's soccer in a car. You're driving around. You're on a field. And you're hitting the ball like soccer. Yeah, and you're like flying. You've got boots. It's cool. It's a fun
game.
Is
anybody's name in the league Red Rocket?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Our team name's the Swifties. We have Chiefs cars.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
That's fine. I mean, do you, boo. Yeah, that's interesting.
No, but Hannah's watching a show called Summer I Turned Pretty, and I couldn't watch it. It's so bad.
You rage quit it?
Yes, I did. It's a book. It's terribly cheesy.
Mm. Luther Burden better than Roma Dunze. Can't wait to see if that comes out. You know, but yeah, slowest day in sports. There's nothing much you can do. Sit back, watch TV, play games.
But you're so high.
Sometimes. Thanks, Danny. Yeah.
Slowest day in sports. Besides, I mean, there was some stuff breaking.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rashee Rice news that we will get into. We think Nate Taylor, yay or nay, maybe. He had some flight issues.
Yeah, he had some serious flight issues. He was at the airport late, so I'm going to text him here in just a little bit and see if he can't get with us around 8 o'clock.
You do have the Open going on right now.
Yep.
Scottie Scheffler making a charge at the end of the day. One off the leaderboard at least.
Who's starting right now? I mean,
I don't know. The TV's broke. Yeah, Jay Binkley broke the TV. Still does not work. Was in last night doing after hours. Still didn't fix it. TV's broke. Now we have zero TVs in the studio. It's fine.
Yeah, my TV doesn't work.
It's fine. So text line's up to you to let us know who's on the leaderboard. But yeah, you know, it's just one of those days where.
But you're so high.
You know, that there are times that, you know, you just got to roll with it. Roll with the punches. Damn it, Binkley. The shark on the cover is actually a Mark Mako shark while portrayed by a great white shark in the movie. Fun fact. No, see, that's what you love about this stuff.
That is kind of cool.
Right? I was 12 years old when Jaws came out. It was absolutely terrifying. Totally agree. Like, I can only imagine. Like, and there's
when
no
that came
way.
Out.
Could you imagine? Because, like, this is a true story. When Twister came out, we went and saw it. That night in Blue Springs, there was a microburst.
Ooh.
Dude, sister was up all night
Whoa.
Puking. True story. Imagine you saw Jaws, summer blockbuster.
No, I'm out.
Hey, we're going to go on a vacation to the beach. No, we're not.
Never again. No.
No, we're not, dude. Oh, man, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, was terrifying. I do remember that they said during the summer, the amount of people that visited a beach that year was way down.
the movie freaked the hell out of everybody.
That makes sense. Yeah, that some of people are like, eh, let's actually change.
Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me?
Let's do like a cabin in Gatlinburg. Let's go to Dollywood.
You know what? That's a great time to do an Alaskan cruise. Yes, Mother, exactly. I'm 9, but I don't care. I'm not getting in the water. Yeah, Jaws is great, man. Like that movie, I forgot how good that is. Robert Shaw, man, what a G.
Gotta R. be R. top four Spielberg movie. It's tough.
Well, you've got, depending on where you rank Raiders of the Lost Ark, depending on where you rank E.T., depending on where you rank, you know, I don't know, like all of his, anything and everything was basically Spielberg. Early 80s, like, because he did all the Indiana Jones, did Jurassic Park, did Jaws, E.T. So, I mean, I don't know.
Those Saving Private Ryan, damn. I forgot he did that one, too.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's like his guy, Matt Damon.
Yeah, that's his guy. E.T., yeah. Indiana Jones?
That's what I'm saying. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yep.
Yeah, he did all. They should have stopped after the third one. But you could put all of those in like one category.
Yeah, one category. Yeah, that's fair. And that would have to be in the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, Spielberg's a G, man. So don't watch Titanic before boarding a cruise ship. Yes, don't.
Yeah, F that.
Or don't get on a cruise ship after you watch the documentary called Poop Cruise. But hey, slowest day is over. It's only uphill from here. Coming up on the other side, we knew it was coming. We discuss what a suspension could be or what it could not be. We will get into the Rashee Rice information that we got yesterday here on 96.5 The Fan. That's Mac Morium, Dusty Likens, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports. Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you today. Bob out of town. And then you'll have Bob and Mac for a week all to themselves. So.
BBL stinky.
Better believe it. Better believe it. Best drop this show's ever had.
It really is
a solid one, man. Like, the fact that man at 48 singing that song about that.
BBL stinky.
Better believe it, man. Better believe it.
So good. Highlight of my week.
Yo, week, month.
Exactly, yeah.
July's
old, done.
Yeah. So yesterday, an expedited process for number 4 wide receiver for Rashee Rice was held out or was given out information. This was Adam Schefter on the situation yesterday. You want to put that 1,200-yard Rashee Rice parlay down again or no? So yeah, that was the information or the information given out yesterday. This was the tweet that was given out. ESPN source, the Dallas County judge, just sentenced Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice to 5 years probation and 30 days of jail time that can be served during those 5 years, stemming from the role in a multi-car crash during the 2024 offseason. Now that the judge has ruled, the NFL can expedite its disciplinary process, and Rice is likely to receive a multi-game suspension. So, few things, right? Is we knew that this was probably coming. That's why I try not to be a smart ass all the time. It doesn't really work out for me. When people are like, well, Rice is going to be suspended. Like, we always would say that. Like, yeah, you realize Rice,
Rice is going to be suspended.
We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
And we'd also had said, and maybe this is something that we deserve as well, because we're like, well, we don't know anything about it. We don't know what's going to happen. And then it was like, out of nowhere, hold my beer. Here it is. This dude's going to do 30 days in jail throughout 5 years of probation.
Really was out of nowhere. I mean, it really.
I mean, dude, it was like, what, 11 o'clock? Boom.
Everyone that I had listened to, had read, anything that I had looked at, people in the know were saying, yeah, I mean, all signs point to this not happening this season. Rashee Rice playing all 16 or 17 games if health provides.
Because he had to go to court.
Yeah, the criminal case. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The civil was done, but yeah, no criminal sentence. Nothing had been worked out. No court date been set, and then boom.
And it's interesting, too, because we saw the Jordan Addison news, right? He's going to get 3 to 4 games potentially suspended, yep. Or maybe he is already. I don't know if it's official yet. And, you know, we see that Rashee Rice, you know, pleads guilty. We heard his lawyers say lawyer stuff. Like, he is, you know, he is upset about this. He has learned from this. He has changed from this. You know, we hear that all the time. You know, prove it to me then. And now we're looking at anywhere. And again, you know, I was, you know, flipping through, reading some stuff. Like, I know Pete Sweeney had some stuff out. Like, how do we know what the suspension will be? But to give you some sort of, you know, reference, after Roger Goodell became commissioner in 2006, the league began cracking down on players performing violent hits, as well as handing out more frequent suspensions for violating the league's personal conduct and substance abuse policies. In 2007, Goodell introduced a revised personal conduct policy, which strengthened the existing conduct rules. Following the 11th season, Goodell handed down one of the most severe suspensions in league history and suspended the 8 players and coaches for their involvement in the Bounty Gate for the Saints thing. So we've seen stuff like that before. But, you know, you look at like stuff that's happened in the past, you can compare to maybe what happened with, I don't know, Rashee Rice, right? And you can go down the list and get into the years, and it's available for you if you want to look for it on the internet. But, you know, there's 1 game to 4 games to 3 games to 5 games. Bounty Gate, obviously, in 2012, we know that happened to Sean Payton and Greg Williams and those guys as well. But, you know, it's one of those things where I don't know the number, but I know that there have been things issued. I know that there were people affected by this. I know that he had some insubordination at the scene of an accident.
Yep.
This is something that merits a suspension. I'm not going to be biased here and say he doesn't deserve it. Who did he, you know, kill? He didn't do any of that, but he injured people. He left the scene of an accident. He knew that he did wrong. I'm sure that this was a wake-up call. I hope it was. It's one of those things where, like, there is going to be punishment. We knew that it was coming. I don't know if it's 6 games, but, Mac, if I had to think, if I had to, you know, crystal ball it, my guess is it's anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, I bet it comes out at 4 weeks, and I bet they try and appeal and maybe get it down to 2. But, yeah, but I bet it's 4. I think 6 would be on the high end. I mean, you were kind of just listing out some suspensions throughout the years. If you look at that list, I mean, it's rare to see something over 4, and when you do, it's really bad domestic abuse or gambling. Mm-hmm. The league takes extremely seriously. So those two instances, those two mistakes in the league can get you suspended for more than a month. But most of these other ones, it's less than a month. And there's not necessarily a precedent set to, oh, if this happens and this is what goes down, or this is the mistake you make, or this is how you break the law, or this is how much you get sentenced in jail, this is how much you get suspended. It's not like that. It's not consistent. But there are some consistencies, like, okay, most suspensions are 4 weeks or under. But then, like, there's also random stuff the NFL does. Like, Terrell Pryor, like, had random benefits in college at Ohio State that they found out about in the NFL. Boom, 5 weeks for, like, making some money when you were a college student. Mm. So, like, the NFL doesn't necessarily have a rhyme or reason. But I would think that going off, if you tried to make some sort of precedence or tried to find consistencies, this is going to be 4 weeks.
And you look at, and this was 2018 from July 17th, Steve Keim, the general manager for the Arizona Cardinals, pled guilty to a DUI charge, right? 5-game suspension. That's for a general manager. I would assume that you could put what he did in the same sort of category for a suspension because, you know, the NFL is weird, right? Like, you could literally, like, Jordan Addison is going to get 3 games, and I believe he was what, DUI?
It's DUI.
It's not a DUI, what Rashee Rice did. But I would assume that alcohol was involved. I'm just assuming.
The law has no, there's no record. According to the law.
There's no record, yeah. Right?
But, and the NFL will go off what the law does.
Right.
Yeah.
But I put 2 and 2 together. I was born at night, but not last night. Why leave the scene of an accident? If I'm stone cold sober and I was racing in the streets and I caused an accident, you stand there, you own it, you got nothing to worry about other than the fact that, like, you were recklessly driving. But why leave
Could
the
have
scene?
Something on you.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. So I would assume that you're looking anywhere from 2 to 4 games. Now, again, I don't think the NFL cares that he got his knee blown out last year and missed the entire season.
No.
I think what the NFL cares, though, is what did he do during that offseason? Now, yes, the injury was probably a blessing in disguise to keep him, you know, down and out of the scene and out of doing anything, but that was a year ago. And you know how they expedite surgeries in the NFL? You know how you can get healthier faster because of medicine, modern day medicine, personalized doctors, all that sort of stuff. But I would assume that this is going to be put in the same kind of category as like a DUI, which would mean we're probably looking at a 4 to 6 game suspension. And if that's the case, you're going to be a quarter of the season or, you know, just under half of your season without your number one wide receiver again. And I think the other thing that's an advantage of this The Chiefs are very intelligent, more intelligent than we are, have more inside scoop to what could happen. They probably know what they're looking at. They knew this was coming.
Yeah.
And camp is getting ready to start.
Exactly.
I think that's another reason why it was expedited, because they know that they're getting ready to go to St. Joe. The NFL season's getting ready to start, and they want to get this thing done in the city of Houston where it happened. So then the NFL can do what they need to do.
Yeah.
Handshakes hand, right? And I think what we're looking at is I will honestly say, I think you're looking anywhere from maybe like, I would say, I know it's like a meteorologist telling you how much snow you're going to get.
Yeah,
2 to 6 weeks.
2 to 6 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. I think 4 is the safe bet. If it's 6, they'll peel. I think they'll get it down to 4. If it's 4, they'll peel. Try and get it down to 2. Less likely that that happens. But I mean, Greg Hardy, I mean, the despicable things that guy did,
mm-hmm.
I mean, from a domestic abuse perspective, which is terrible. And again, no consistencies. The NFL doesn't have any sort of precedence. And some of these things are completely insane that we allow these players to play so quickly. Rashee Rice, not that crazy. Greg Hardy, that case, suspended originally 10 weeks, appealed, got it down to 4. So again, there's not a rhyme or reason with a lot of this stuff. You just kind of have to say, and it's not like, oh, well, he plays for the Chiefs. He's going to be on national. No, the NFL doesn't do that either. I mean, they suspended Tom Brady. They'll come after you. They don't play favorites either. So this isn't a, oh, number one, Patty's trying to go for an MVP. It's the Chiefs. Let's make it 2 weeks. They're not going to do that.
No.
They're going to go hard. And I think, you know, you mentioned the possibility that he, you know, that drugs or drinking or whatever could have been involved. I think they'll probably go the line of thinking like he hurt people. He could have killed people.
Oh, for sure.
And that's the serious thing. You know, he's already paid over $1 million in restitution, ordered to pay over $100,000 right. in yesterday's court order. So,
and apparently there were maybe some gats in the vehicle.
There were some firearms.
There was some metal. There was some metal on the floor.
Yes, allegedly.
And not like that yes. you'd get at Home Depot.
Exactly. So, yeah, there's all those things involved that you have to look into. And, I mean, if you're Rashee Rice, man, like you mentioned, like, this is 5 years probation. This is
serious, as it should be.
And you can't. It is. Yeah, I agree.
Even if you're an athlete, you're not bigger than the law.
No, exactly. Like you put people's lives in danger, including yours, your friends, those people, multiple cars that you hit. I mean, injured them, and luckily it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Right.
But yeah, you got 5 years to really keep it in line, and really, hopefully, this sets off a precedent for the rest of your life.
Because now the NFL has to figure out what they want to do.
Yep.
And I would assume that if this was a fast resulting thing in Houston, that the NFL is going to, would you think it comes out before the weekend? You think it comes out before Sunday?
Before Sunday, yeah.
Like I would.
I think so.
Think about how this week's been. 11 o'clock or noon, Trey Smith signs tag.
Bang, out of nowhere.
Yesterday at 11:30, boom, Rashee Rice. This is what happened.
You're right.
Why not keep the trend alive and today at 11 o'clock be like, because Jordan Addison's information came out Monday.
Mm.
And yesterday we were told he's looking at 3-game suspension.
No, I imagine you're right. Before Sunday is a good call.
Would you feel a little guilty if it was only 2 games? Let's put your father pants on. Do you think the kid deserves 4 games?
Yes.
For what he did. Like, take the Chiefs bias out of you.
Because
this whole situation, man, is split two ways. Because you have some people that are like, he didn't hurt anybody. He didn't do anything wrong. He got, you know, he paid these people. He did his time. He missed a whole year because of an injury. And the other people are like, this dude deserves a full season suspension.
This dude deserves
8 games. This guy deserves 12 games, 10 games. Bring it down. I am somewhere in the middle. I am somewhere where I'm like, okay, what has he shown me since?
Yep.
Where's he been since then? Right? Somebody tried to have the nightclub thing. Right? Wasn't that him, or was that Worthy?
That was. I think you're right about
right?
that.
And then that got squashed immediately.
Yep.
Right? And then there, you haven't heard from him. And you've heard he's done this and that. Maybe he's done rehab in more ways than one other than health. But then there's also the part of me that it's like, hey, man, like, you got to learn from this. And I hope this never happens to you again. I hope that you go from here on and tell yourself, yeah, I did a really dumb thing when I was 23 years old, and I learned from it. I did 30 days in jail for it. I was on probation until I was 29. And if I were to ever mess up again, it's over. Like, it's over. Not only is it over for you in Kansas City, it may be over for you in the NFL.
In the NFL, 100%.
And, you know, you have a chance to be on a team and be the next guy. Because we talked about it with Travis Kelce, right? If this is it for Travis Kelce, by the way, 8-7 day, 8-7, August 7th
Heck
here,
yeah.
Travis Kelce
coming
day.
Up Thursday, August 7th.
And, you know, I think that there's that mindset, because you go back to Kareem Hunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about what Kareem Hunt's
exactly,
career could have been. We may be talking potential Hall of Fame with Kareem Hunt.
100%.
Dead ass, right?
Yes.
Like straight
it
up.
Was incredible.
Like, could have been Hall of Fame career. Could have had 3 bowls. Could have been the best running back in football.
Mm-hmm.
Could have had all these accolades. Didn't. DUI, domestic abuse. reborn. Now we move on. Rashee Rice and your people in Houston maybe had a little gat-to-gat in the car, maybe a little paraphernalia. I don't know. I wasn't there. I haven't read the records totally, but I agree with a lot of people on the text line who follow the story. And you caused a blank show, and you left the scene. You ain't bigger than the law. You're young. Yes, you're an athlete. You have a chance to make a ton of money, win a lot of games, play for a lot of serious games with a lot of jewelry on the line. Don't screw it up. But you're not going to do that or have that mentality if you're not dealt with the repercussions of what you've done, right? You can't just sit in your class in middle school and say the F word and have the principal be like, can't do that, Mac. Go back to class. You're sorry. No, dude, you're going to in-school suspension.
Yep.
You're going to the trailer outside the school at Hall McCarter and have to hang out with some teacher that you never met before and do all your days working. And if you either learn from it or you become a serial offender. And hopefully 4 games is something that he needs. Because if you're the Chiefs and you look at this, and you're like, oh, well, our season's screwed, whatever, she writes, terrible mentality to have. You hope that this makes this person change and brings them back, because I do think the fan base is torn. I think there's some people that are like, so if he gets less than 6, I'll feel dirty and grimy. Because in the back of your head, you're like, well, at least it's only 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll take it. But also you're like, I don't know, man. Guy kind of deserves a little bit more harsh punishment than that. That's just coming from me, though.
No, I get that. I'll stay out of the feeling bad business because I don't want to be the moral police, and I'm letting the NFL do their due diligence and dealing with it the way they deal with it, so I'm not going to put that on myself. But at the same time, I think it comes down to Rashee Rice. Like you said, like, what do you do with this time? 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, I don't give a damn. Nixon, 6. You need to do what is right for yourself, and that started a year ago when this happened. That starts right now.
Yeah.
You have to do your due diligence, whatever it takes outside of football in your personal life to get on the right. Because you're 25 years old, man. This isn't 21 years old in college. You're 25. You're making millions of dollars. You have the chance to be the number one wide receiver for the best quarterback potentially of all time, win multiple Super Bowl rings, and set up your family for life financially. So
right.
Don't screw this up. And I hope you're right, man. I hope he learns his lesson.
Yeah, because some people say, I completely agree. I think he got off pretty soft because of who he is, to be honest. We don't know yet. We don't know how soft he got off. I mean, 5 years probation, 38 days in jail.
Not nothing.
And a potential 6-game suspension. That's more than a slap on. That's a harsh. That's a crack of the whip, man. Like, that's a, hey, shaping up, man. Like, this is serious. This is like, you know, your dad getting you in the rear when you're a young kid and smarting off to your mother.
I mean,
you're not getting away with this.
The rest of his 20s are on probation.
Yeah.
That's it.
Someone says, Mac, what round should I draft for Rashee Rice in my fantasy football league?
That's a good question. Yeah, his ADP definitely was one of the first things I thought of. I mean,
people will still draft him in the second round.
Yeah, if you're with Chiefs guys, that's the thing. I mean,
great for us. Because that's when you slide into like a Devonta Smith.
Or an Xavier Worthy, which we'll talk about later maybe. About the Chiefs football aspects of this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know. Because... you know, there's things that have happened in the past, but it's just different. Because you have, for instance, the Terrell Pryor suspension was 5 games for getting improper benefits in college.
Mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, the Greg Hardy situation where he was domestic, like, you know.
Yeah, that was terrible, and there was weapons involved. Because
he, like, slammed the girl on the bed full of guns, right?
Yeah, full of guns. Yeah, in, like, a hotel, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But
this is also something where... it's a conversation to be had, but I mean, you think about the Henry Ruggs thing, right? The same thing could have happened in this situation. It didn't.
100%.
But I think the NFL is tired of seeing this. And somebody, because Henry Ruggs, I mean, killed somebody.
And a dog.
Yep. In Vegas.
Yep.
Going well over the speed limit, well over the legalization of drinking and driving.
Oh, his blood alcohol content insane. Was high. Yes.
Very high. And... you know, Goodell sees that, but he can't do anything about it because it's now you're in jail. Like you're in the law's hand. You have nothing with me. When you get out, we can talk about what's going to happen because he will play again in the NFL.
100%.
Henry Ruggs will be in the NFL. 100%.
Yeah, probably next season.
That'd be crazy. And then you see this thing happens with Rashee Rice almost a year or maybe 2 years later. And then we hear stories this year of Shedeur Sanders driving at speeds over 100 miles per hour. And eventually Goodell is going to have to make a point to where you're done effing around, kids, because this is what happens, right? Because I don't know what domestic, you know, violence rules were, right? Like, there was the Ray Rice situation. There was the Greg Hardy situation. there was 8 games, there's 10 games, there's 11 games, there's 4 games, all that sort of thing. But this seems to be kind of a new trend in, maybe not a new trend, but this seems like one of those things that these athletes are doing now, and more of them are being more and more dangerous. And when you have other people involved that get involved to have to go to the hospital and have to get injuries and all this sort of stuff, that can be traumatizing. I mean, I don't know how long that takes. I mean, I got in a car wreck when I was a kid. I didn't get behind the wheel for like 2 weeks.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, literally smashed from behind.
Yeah.
Leaving the high school parking lot. And I mean, got jarred up and like coiled into my seat and, you know, shaking for whatever. I'm a 16-year-old
kid. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, I think Goodell will eventually be like, hey, man, I know that this has happened to you. We haven't seen a lot of suspensions get a lot of games like this, but I'm tired of it. And I'm going to make an example out of you. 8 games. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. You have so many ways you could look at this. Is it 2? Is it 4? Is it 6? Is it 8? And I could see Goodell being like, you're missing half a season. You can come back week 10 after your team's bye.
That would suck.
But he did it. Like, that's what happens. Like, when you do that, you have to pay the consequence.
I agree. I would be upset if it was 8 just because they haven't done that sort of thing in the past. But again, that is the frustration with this whole thing. There is no precedent. You're right. It could be 8.
Right.
It could be 10. It could be 2. That systematically in the NFL, billion-dollar organization, let's have some precedent. Let's have, you can't make an exact rubric, but let's set some guidelines to kind of the way this works a little bit, so we can at least have an idea. The fact that we're saying 2 to 8 weeks,
yeah,
it's a little absurd. But I think, like we said originally, it'll probably fall in that a middle category around a month.
We have somebody that's not clearly listening. Why are you talking like the suspension is the only punishment and that is the only way he can learn? I did mention the 30 days in jail and the 5 years of probation as well, plus the money he has spent, plus the lives that he has affected, plus the injuries that he caused. Thank you for listening. And I totally agree from this texter. Dusty, he's got nothing from a criminal standpoint. If I do what he did, I'm serving years, not days. He can learn from this, and hopefully he will, but that's not a harsh for what he did. Like I said, divided fan base. I totally agree with that. We're not NFL players, though, man.
And yeah, the NFL can't. The NFL goes off what the law does. They don't. Well, you know, he is an NFL player, and the law could. No, they're going to go off what the law does. But I agree. Yeah, and it's his choice to now learn.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And not only that, it affects you. But look at what this dumb thing, and how much it affects people around you. Right? Like, that's the thing. This is not just a self-centered thing. This is something that affects you and 53 other people.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Whole organization. And you mentioned losing money. I mean, yeah, he's going to lose, I think it was like, I can't remember what it was, like 70K a game or something like that is what I read. And I mean, he's already spent over $1 million in this case. I mean, it's a lot, man.
Narrative of the entire conversation, do better.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on the other side, if he just would have played it cool, nobody would have known. You know what I'm talking about. Plus a lot of irony in this as well. And they were all yellow. 96.5 The Fan, you're on for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City Sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Friday, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you. Bob is in Houston. He'll be back Monday. It'll be just him and Mac for the week. I am stepping out for the entire week.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, dude. So I don't know if this audio is clear or not, but this is from Cody and Gold's file about the Coldplay concert incident.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Life in Technicolor 2.
Oh man,
never been played more. So yeah, everybody knows this story. The guy that is the CEO of a company is seen wrapping his arms around the head of HR of his company, and judging by his reaction, that is not his wife, which we now know it is not. We've known this. That is the clear-cut definition of getting caught.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's like taking cover for a bomb going off. Dude, or something, dude.
He hit the ground
immediately.
And then you've got then you've got the HR secretary
right next to
who becomes a subplot of this. Yes. And everybody on the internet's like, I want to hear her story.
Yes. How are you at this concert right now? What's going on?
Because there's a lot of irony in this.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
CEO, chief executive officer, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, big guy. Lead by example.
Family man.
But we've seen all the documentaries. We've seen all the movies. We've seen all the HBO shows.
Yep.
This is just another episode of what's always been written. And the other tea leaf of this, if they just stand there, nonchalant, give a quick wave. You know,
exactly.
you go to Kaufman.
Yeah,
you've been in the stadium.
Of course.
You know how quick they put you up on the kiss cam? You got 2 seconds to move.
Yep, that's it.
And then it's off. And if you just sit there and you're like, oh, yeah, cool. Now, chances are somebody that concert might have seen you. But if you don't react like that, we don't see videos like that.
Exactly.
We don't have the lead singer Coldplay going, oh, that might have been an affair.
Which apparently I heard for the rest of that concert, when they'd show a couple, he'd be like, so you guys actually together? Or he made
as
it like
he
a
should.
Bit. Yes. Oh, yeah. You got to.
And then, you know, because that's the kind of guy. You've seen Dumb and Dumber?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
When Lloyd Christmas throws the salt, and then the dude comes up, and he's like, which one of you guys threw it? And he's like, pointing at him. That's what that guy did.
Yeah.
Cop comes in the car. Any weed in the car? Everybody's doing cool. It's in the back seat. It's under Dave's. You're like, dude, he probably would have just let us go.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just to me, like that dude, because he had a little bit of sweater kitten on his thumb.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was going up and down with that sweater.
That I know that I'm hard.
No doubt about it. I mean, he probably went from hard to flaccid like that, dude. Night's over. Life's over. Then he comes out with a statement that's a cheesy Richard statement, right? What I did is an embarrassment to my family.
Shut up.
I shouldn't have done this. I feel bad. You did it.
This is not who I want to be or how I want to represent the company. Oh, please.
And, I mean, this guy had to do the whole, I apologize. I didn't mean it. Yeah, well, you've been sleeping with this lady for God knows how long. Now you're sorry. Which I told you, if it were me, you just own it. And then nobody cares. You just come out and you're like, yeah, I did it. Sup? Yeah. Middle fingers. I freaked out and I panicked. I hate my wife and kids. I love this lady. She's happy. Oh, by the way, I fired her and gave her a $5 million buyout. She's now engaged to me. And oh, by the way, I resigned and I'm done and I took a buyout and I'm rich and you'll never hear from me again. Kiss my ass. I'm gone.
Selling my portion of the company.
Own it.
See ya.
Own it. We don't care what you say, right? We don't care. We all know it. You're already a liar. You're already a cheater.
Oh, yeah.
You can't come back from this. You hid like a child who got caught in the cookie jar. Who's in the cookie? I did. Mom took it. And yes, I understand 816, except now there's two probably broken families. 100%. 56%.
Oh, yeah,
that 56% of the United States is divorced families.
His wife already changed her last name on her Facebook.
And she should.
Yeah, see ya.
She should change her availability to single. Kiss my ass. She should get on Tinder. She should literally get herself out there.
Smash.
I mean, maybe they're happier without each other.
Maybe.
Own it, though.
I think it was the best. I watched that. I've watched that video so many times. It's so good, dude. I mean, both their faces. At first, I thought, if you haven't watched this video, you guys got to go see it. But I assume most of you have seen it. At first, I thought,
I would hope.
Yeah,
the memes that have been created.
It's everywhere. But I mean, when he cowers out of the screen, at first I thought it was his hands coming up and doing jazz hands, but that's someone else in the concert. But yeah, I mean, dude, if you just play it chill, it's not like people are watching Coldplay concert videos. Like, no one's gonna show this to your spouse. Maybe one random person sees it. But yeah, dude, just play it cool, man. You've been here before.
And if you're the wife, how you doing?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're getting alimony.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah, CEO. Hey, you know what? You want this to be cool? Here's the number.
Exactly.
You know what the kids are? Not 16. You know what they need? Money. And if she's single and she wants to hit it up, 913-586-7965, I know. She should hit you up, Dusty, from the 816. I don't know what she looks like.
He's rocked up. He's thick.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, Coldplay hasn't had a single in years. That night, they made two of them.
Yeah, dude. They made more popularity last night than the All-American Rejects have all summer. LOL, finding out why Dusty's single. I guess. I don't know. I'm not out here cheating. I've never cheated once.
Good for you.
It's not worth it. I don't have the moral capacity or the... Because I would be that guy. Like, I would just blurt it out. I cheated on you last night. I'm sorry. Get out.
It's literally okay. what I did. Yeah. The one time I did it in college, literally the next day.
Well done.
The next time.
Shout out Hannah.
The next day. Yeah. Shout out Hannah. Loyalty.
Plus, how many times have you seen people cheat on their spouse and then end up with that person the rest of their life?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to look at both sides of the situation.
There's two sides here.
I do love the text that says, I do love the text that said, I'm waiting to hear what his excuse is of why he wasn't home. You ever heard of the song?
Where were you last night?
Yeah. I got a lot of stuff through the office. HR's on my ass.
That's exactly what it was.
Honey, I'll be home late. HR is all over me. Yes. I even got to talk to the secretary, too.
He said, as a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
Got to have a girlfriend to cheat, you effing weirdo. I've had girlfriends, dude. 816, nice try. Yeah. Kiss my ass. Yeah. The apology letter he wrote with fix your lyrics at the end is even better, LOL. I didn't catch that.
That's what I just read. Yeah.
That's hilarious, sorry.
Yeah, no, lights will guide you home and guide you and ignite your bones, and I will try and fix you, as a friend once sang.
You're not single, Dusty. Bob said you pursued the person who left you that message on the audio the other day. Yeah. Yeah. I want to come to Dusty's house, hang out, fix good food. Oof. That don't send chills. But no, I just thought that was very interesting.
Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
Have we got any more voicemails? I'm interested.
We did. We got a couple yesterday late, which is too bad, about Denny Matthews. Some wonderful listeners left their, responses about their memories of him and the cherished things that they have looked back to in the Royals and think about Denny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Make sure that's good practice, though, for the listeners who want to do that for Travis Kelce Appreciation Day, Thursday, August 7th. Leave those voice messages on the Odyssey app. We'll play them.
Man, what a mean person. Gotta have a girlfriend to cheat, you effing weirdo. Ouch.
Yeah.
Have a good Friday. I hope you find happiness. Coming up on the other side, who will step up or who should step up? We will get into that for the Chiefs on the other side here. 96.5 The Fan, your home. Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.